And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The International Lutheran Council's ILC Six World Seminaries Conference turned its attention to the subject of missions. The Reverend Dr. Bahanu Ofka, General Secretary of the Ethiopian Evangelical Church of Makani Yesus, the ECMY, served as keynote speaker for the day, addressing the impact of Lutheranism on missions. He discussed the theological basis for missions in Luther's thought, the history of Lutheran mission, and current practices in Lutheran mission, with special references to the practices of the EECMY, the fastest growing Lutheran church body in the world. At St. Lucas Church in Leipzig, a member congregation of the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, SELC, they heard about the church's work among immigrants and the growing number of Iranian and Afghan refugees converting to Christianity and joining SELC congregations. The number of converts is so significant that last year the SELC recorded a slight increase in total membership, an arrest in what has otherwise been a multi-year decline, as has been the case with many Western churches. The BBC is to increase its coverage of religions in a bid to counter claims it is biased towards Christianity. Earlier this year, the corporation accused itself of being too Christian in its output, and that it was considering adding programs for Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh audiences. Akhil Ahmed, the broadcaster's head of religion and ethics, compiled a report following consultations with non-Christians who expressed their belief that the BBC is disproportionate in its religious content. The feeling is that while there are plenty of shows that celebrate Christianity, there are too few for other faiths. BBC Director General Lord Hall was handed the dossier and is believed to be giving thorough considerations to its suggestions. He is now inviting religious leaders to be part of its discussion to make their coverage more multi-faith. A BBC source said, "Faith is remarkably important. The BBC can and must do more to ensure that the important role faith plays is recognised and reflected in our programming. The BBC will do more to represent faiths across the board, and this has specifically rejected the notion of in any way diminishing what it does around Christianity." Following the publication of the report in May, Ahmed said in a statement, "Christianity remains the cornerstone of our output, and there are more hours dedicated to it than there are to other faiths. Our output in this area is not static, though. It has evolved over the years, and we regularly assess it. As it stands, religious programming across the BBC includes the likes of Songs of Praise, Sunday Morning Live, and The Life of Muhammad on television. Moral Maze, Beyond Belief, and Thought for the Day feature on radio." Ibrahim Mokra of the Muslim Council of Britain welcomed the news and said the BBC could show Friday prayers from a mosque. The Board of Deputies of British Jews told The Times, "We would love to see a programme exploring the history of Jewish-Muslim cooperation over the centuries, such as during the Holocaust, where many Jews were saved by Muslims." In the summer, Lord Carey, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, admitted he was wary about any such changes. He said, "There is real feeling by Christians of being let down by the establishment. Christianity is fighting for its life in Western countries." A two-year-old girl has died from injuries she sustained in an attack at a church on the island of Borneo in Indonesia. Intan Olivia Marban was severely burned after an attacker threw petrol bombs at a group of small children playing outside the church on Sunday. Three other people were injured. Police arrested a suspect after he was captured by local people following the attack. The attacker has been identified as a militant linked to local extremists supporting the so-called Islamic State IS group. The man passed by the church and threw what we suspected was low explosive cocktail bombs, causing light injuries to four children who were playing there, local police spokesman told AFP. Police said the attacker was wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with the word Jihad, the agency adds. Marban suffered extensive burn injuries and respiratory problems, and doctors could not save her, said Mr. Setiwan. The other children suffered less serious injuries and were still being treated in hospital, but would likely to be discharged soon, according to Reuters, which quoted a hospital spokesman. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population and is home to significant numbers of Christians, Hindus and Buddhists. The country has suffered a series of attacks inspired by the IS militant groups in recent times. The Bible has been recreated in the form of a graphic novel. There may be demons, plagues and all sorts of horrors of the apocalypse, but there's no room for any spandex superheroes in a graphic novel that its publishers are claiming is the longest ever produced. The only superpowers that feature in the 10,000 panels of the Kingstone Bible are wielded in The Good Fight, as the greatest story ever told gets a 12-volume comic book adaptation. Christian publisher Kingston has been working on the project for 7 years, using more than 45 illustrators to pull together what is calling the most complete graphic novel adaptation of the Bible ever published, at over 2,000 pages in either 12 paperback volumes or 3 larger hardcover volumes. Art Ayres, the founder of Kingston, says the publisher plumped for the comics format because the interplay of text and images allows one to convey a large amount of content in an abbreviated form. A novice to religion who had never read the Bible before would be able to read through this graphic novel trilogy and have an understanding of some of the key narratives, as well as key doctrines in the different books, he says, especially the epistles. We have never seen this as a substitute for Bible reading, but as a complement to help people see the scriptures in a new light. Some of the books in the Bible were more difficult to adapt than others, Ayres admits, but artists were selected to fit the texts. For the Book of Revelation, we used a top horror artist who had been with Marvel, and it was great for the powerful imagery in that book. Where we dealt with Bible reporting on major slaughter, rapes, adultery, etc., we try to honestly communicate but not be over the top with the graphic portrayals. Ayres says that the Kingston is aiming the Bible at preteen readers and young adults, but that the publisher's largest social media demographic is males between the ages of 18 and 29. To a lot of people, the Bible is a big, daunting book full of hard-to-pronounce names and seemingly unrelated stories. However, we come at it from the understanding that it is a document of divine revelation about the nature and character of God, his dealings with mankind, a chronicle of ancient history, as well as a revelation of the future. Even though the Bible is constructed from 66 books, it is one unified story, Ayres continues, a story the publisher has done the best to respect. The Kingston Bible may be a very unorthodox approach to scripture, but we have tried to be very orthodox in theological constructs. A Muslim girl at a top grammar school caused fury after filming herself chucking a Bible down a drain. She taunted classmates as she carried out the provocative act, leading parents to complain to her £15,000 a year school. The girl and her pals found the book at their school and decided to get rid of it. A 10-second video circulated on social media shows her dropping the holy book through a grate with the caption, "Goodbye, Bull." The girl and pals are said to have messed around with the book after finding it in their Greater Manchester school. Fellow pupils have taken offence at the apparent religious slur, but Altrincham Grammar School for Girls led her off with just a warning. A relative of the pupil said, "It is disgusting to think that this young girl thinks it's acceptable to insult a religion by defacing a Bible like this. If a Christian pupil did this to a Quran, there would be uproar. Everyone in the school is talking about it, and the parents are talking about it too. Pupils have been taking pictures of the video and been sharing it. It's gone viral. They found the book in school and were throwing it around and making a joke of it before it was thrown down the drain." The girl posted another Snapchat after she was pulled up on it by the school saying, "Thanks a lot everybody, you've got me in trouble." There's an awkwardness at school now because she's angry that she's been in trouble and she's trying to find out who told on her. "I think the school should have made a bigger response. She was led off with just a warning, but I think it's a lot more serious than that." The school is the biggest single-sex grammar school in England with 1,275 pupils. A school spokesman confirmed that she will face no further action after her parents were informed. The spokeswoman said, "This was an isolated incident. We dealt with it privately and immediately. The child has apologized." And finally, two brothers from Slovakia won a grave-digging competition at an international exhibition of funeral, burial and cremation services on Thursday. Ladislav and Saba Skladen, aged 43 and 41, dug a grave 1.5 meters deep, 2 meters long, and 90 centimeters wide in 54 minutes in the western Slovak town of Trenčín, beating 10 other two-member teams from Slovakia, Poland, and Hungary as a small audience cheered loudly. I would have preferred a dead heat. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.